State Representative Jim Ananish. He's from the Flint area. Representative, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing great. And a plan that you've offered could put as many as 1,000 police back on the streets. That's always going to get a lot of attention. Tell us about your plan.
Well, you know, I've said this before when I've been on your show. You know, if I hear someone else offer a good idea, I'm more than willing to run with it. So when the Attorney General recently suggested spending $140 million over 2 years to bring back 1,000 officers to our most, statewide, but to our most struggling communities, we have 4 cities that are in the top 10 on the FBI list for most violent crime. And, when the chief law enforcement officer says we need that to get the state moving in the right direction and try to bring jobs back, then, you know, I'm going to work with them. So, there's a proposal, and I'm on the legislature, so I'm going to have to, the legislature has to worry about putting the money into action. So, I'm working on that.
So, where are you going to find the money?
Well, there's quite a bit of money in the surplus left over from the previous administration and last year's budget. So, to me, if we're really going to reinvent Michigan, you're going to have a safe community for kids to go to school in, for businesses to want to relocate. You can't just, fix part of the state and leave 4 or 5 areas that are just crime riddled and say, "Well, we did our job." I don't think that's a measuring success. You know,
it's got to be tough if you say there's that much money available. Do you put it back in the police? Do you put it in education? That's a tough choice to make.
Well, you know, and I've said this before. I mean, when you get elected, you don't sign up just for the easy decisions. You got to sign up for the tough ones too. And you know, I'm a former teacher, so I obviously know the importance of education funding. I had a student when I was teaching a couple years ago who was on the weekend was walking to the grocery store with a couple friends. A kid asked him if he had marijuana. He said, "No, I don't." Turned around to go back in the store, and the guy shot him in the back. He's paralyzed from the chest down. If kids can't even get to their local grocery store and back, convenience store and back, I mean, you're never going to educate them. You know, you have to be safe in your community. You have to, businesses have to feel safe that if they actually bring jobs or expand jobs, that their employees are going to be safe. And in some of these urban areas, it's just not the case. And I know folks don't like to hear that sometimes. They don't want us to actually mention it out loud, but it's just the truth. And if we don't start addressing it, we're going to start to group farther and farther behind, and I just don't want to see that happen in our state.
Now, let's say you get the money and we put 1,000 police back on the streets. How would you do that? Do you just spread it out all over the state? How would that work?
My proposal, which, I'm obviously more than willing to I've had discussions with the governor's office and attorney general and some of the House leadership. I'm more willing to do it in a number of ways. My philosophy right now, my plan calls for, be $70 million the first year, $7 million the second year. Basically, putting half the money into communities that are either in financial distress or in the process of getting an emergency manager, or are under emergency manager, and the other half will just be determined based on crime statistics, on how many police officers they've lost. Based it on a formula that actually makes sure they put officers where they're needed, not just. I don't think each community needs one. That wouldn't do any good at all. That would just basically, create the system of, everybody shares it, and we should put it towards, where there's the highest need. And I think my proposal would do that, but I'm more than willing to work with anybody to help, put one in place that addresses these issues.
HB 5364, I've seen the first draft of this. Where does it stand as we speak?
Well, HB 5364 was a appropriations bill that dealt with a supplemental appropriations bill that dealt with the Natural Resources Trust Fund, which probably, acknowledging on my part, I acknowledge it wasn't necessarily the best vehicle to offer this amendment. So the chairman assured me that when the appropriate vehicle comes, we will get a vote on it, and that he would be, that this is something that we'll get an opportunity to take a vote on. I wanted to start the debate yesterday, even though I knew the vehicle wasn't the right one. I think we need to have this discussion. I think we need to have a very robust and healthy discussion about public safety and what we think that means and for our state. So I offered it, you know, knowing that I'd be willing to withdraw it, but I wanted to make sure that we started talking about it. So I think within the next couple of weeks, we'll have an opportunity to, you know, at least get a vote on this. The governor's coming out with his, you know, public safety message either, you know, sometime in the next few weeks. And, you know, I'll see where his message fits with my idea and, you know, try to work with him to make sure that communities like Flint and Detroit and Pontiac and Saginaw, probably Lansing to some degree, get the officers that they need to help, you know, address crime.
We've been talking with State Representative Jim Ananich. We'll continue to follow the story. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you very much.